This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. At the start of a Colorado weekend, state rescue teams have a word of caution. Dawn Wilson with the Alpine Rescue Group says a widespread viral outbreak is not the time to take big risks. The team that serves Clear Creek, Jefferson, and Gilpin counties says they'll send help, but they have limited resources.
It's kind of like going to a community pool with no lifeguards. Like, if you feel safe, do it. But if there's any doubt in your mind, you may want to stay out of the water.
She says people should try to be safe because they don't want to end up in the hospital with a broken ankle when healthcare resources are already strained. Coloradans who don't have health insurance can sign up during a special two-week enrollment period starting today. Coverage would start April 1st. This is for health insurance coverage that is not through an employer, and only people who don't currently have insurance can enroll. Colorado small businesses suffering because of COVID-19 could get an infusion of cash from the federal government. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The Small Business Administration approved a disaster declaration for Colorado. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says small businesses across the state will be able to apply online for low-interest loans of up to $2 million. The entire congressional delegation supported this move. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The University of Northern Colorado has hired a new basketball coach. Steve Smiley will take over for Jeff Linder, who resigned this week to take the head coaching job at the University of Wyoming. Smiley was an associate head coach for UNC before getting promoted to the top job. Colorado weather has more rain and snow in the forecast through today than clearing around Colorado Springs and in Denver tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.